Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that. The email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, many students are heading to in-person learning at college for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic started. It may feel like a new experience for juniors and seniors who have been to classes in their freshman and sophomore years online. So it's going to be a new experience all the way around. I know my middle schooler is going to be starting here school within a week or so. College, I think, is starting about now with kids making their way to campus. But I thought I would share some tips as far as insurance goes with your college student as they head off to school. Now, if your child is going away to school without a vehicle, contact your insurance agent about a distant student discount. This will reduce rates for your college student on your auto policy because of their limited access to your family vehicles, but still affords them liability and medical coverage in case they borrow or are a passenger in a friend's vehicle. Now, lots of insurance companies call it different names. One is a distant student discount. Others have called it a student away at college discount. But check with your insurance agent to see if your particular insurance company offers something like that. Now, again, if you're in the state of Michigan, I don't know how it works in other states, but if you're in the state of Michigan, it's really important that your child is a resident relative. And what that means is even though they're going away to college, they're only going away at college for a specific period of time, and they will be coming home to your residence address. Their driver's license and other information will be going to your address. They'll be coming home for breaks. They'll be coming home for the summer. At that point, they are still considered a resident relative. That's really important here in the state of Michigan because the laws have changed as far as who's covered for medical in an auto accident. Again, the people that are covered for an auto accident as far as medical on an auto policy in the state of Michigan are named insureds, spouses, and resident relatives. So as long as your child maintains your home as their primary residence, there's no issue. But just want to make sure that you understand that. It's really nice because, you know, since your child is still a member of the household, even though they don't have access to the vehicles, it's really nice to see that reduced rate for them, because knowing full well that they don't have access to the family car. So definitely talk to your insurance agent if your child is going away to school without a vehicle. Now, if your child is taking a vehicle to school with them, make sure that you change the garaging location of that vehicle to their college address. All right. You need to make sure that you do that so that the insurance company is aware of where that vehicle is. Okay. So if your child is going to New York State, make sure that the garaging address for that vehicle is New York State. If they're going to Arkansas, make sure that the garaging address is in Arkansas. It's very, very important that the insurance company is aware of the potential situations that could arise with that vehicle being so far away from home and out of your control. So it's very, very important that you, whatever vehicle that they take, that garaging address matches wherever they're going to college. I also want to make sure that I strongly advise to tell your student not to let anyone else drive the vehicle, as there could be repercussions on your insurance policy. Now, when I went to school many, many moons ago, at the time, freshmen could bring a vehicle onto campus. So my mother allowed me to drive my vehicle to college, and that's what I did. And I became very popular on my floor because there were only three guys, myself included, that had a vehicle. So, you know, we're carting people to the grocery store. We're going to the pizza place. We're going to the mall. You know, I've taken a couple of people to work and back. Once or twice, they have asked to borrow the vehicle. And of course, me wanting to make friends and have a good time, so, oh, sure, take my vehicle. But it wasn't my vehicle. The vehicle was not titled to me. It was titled to my mother and was insured by my mother. If somebody were to get in a serious accident with that vehicle, I wouldn't have been sued because I did not own the vehicle. I just had access to the vehicle. It would have been my mother that would have been sued, and her auto policy would have taken up liability for that. You know, this many years later, being in insurance business, I look at that and I'm like, oh man, I'm so thankful that none of my friends got into any serious accidents or anything with that vehicle. But definitely make sure that your student understands the repercussions if they allow somebody else to drive that vehicle. Again, your student isn't going to get sued. You're going to get sued. So make sure that they strongly understand those repercussions. Now, all homeowners, condo owners, renters insurance policies allow for 10% in personal property coverage for additional residences occupied, which would include their dorm room. So, for example, on your homeowner's policy, if you've got $100,000 in personal property coverage, 10% of that, or $10,000, would cover their dorm room. So that would cover the furniture that they move in, their clothing that's there, the electronics that are there, like a refrigerator and a hot plate and a microwave, TV, video game system, all that stuff that they bring to college. They would have up to $10,000 in personal property coverage for that. Now, if your student is renting an apartment or a house, we strongly recommend purchasing a renter's policy for them in order to make sure that there's enough coverage. And oftentimes, leasing company for apartments and homes, they want to be added as an additional interest, not an additional insured, an additional interest. So that way, if the policy cancels, they'll get notification. The policy renews, they'll get notification. Homeowners policies can't do that. They can't add an apartment leasing company or home leasing company as an additional interest. That just can't happen. So it's best to write a renter's policy for them where they're able to be added as additional interest. Very, very inexpensive. Around here, $25,000 in personal property coverage, $100,000 liability, $500 deductible replacement cost on contents. Can be anywhere from $120 to $160 a year. And again, if you're only going to use that for 9 months out of the year, you spend the $160, you're going to get a refund of 3 months once your child comes back home. So it's very, very inexpensive to have. But again, if your child is going to be renting an apartment or a house, very, very important that they get their own renter's policy to cover them properly, and again, to make sure that they're able to add the apartment complex and or the home leasing company as additional interest, so they can get copies of the insurance policies or notification if the policy cancels. Now, if you go to our website, that's mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, you're going to see a Let's Talk Insurance link. Go ahead and click on that. It'll bring you to our blog for the podcast. If you happen to be listening to this podcast later on, easy enough, just go up to the right-hand corner of the blog, and in the search archive, type in College Preparation Tips 2021. It'll bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast. pretty much reiterating everything that I've talked about so far. And I've also got links to a couple of articles, one article with 100 plus tips for your college student, and then another article, a helpful guide as far as what to bring to college. Two very, very good articles that I highly recommend that you check them out. Again, you go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, you'll see Let's Talk Insurance, and click on through to our blog for the day. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a great week. If your child is going off to college, I wish them well, wish them the best, and hope they have a really good time in person with their friends and enjoying college life. Until next time, take care.